Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2544. Can you do a Tabata workout every day? And Real Definition of Good Health, both by Shalene Johnson of shalenejohnson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web with my commentary at the end. Now, today's a little different in that I'm going to be reading 2 posts. I do this when they're a bit on the shorter side. So with that, let's get right to the first post as we optimize your life. Can you do a Tabata workout every day? By Shalene Johnson of shalenejohnson.com. Before we get to why you tuned into this post, I think it's important to explain Tabata and how it originated. The whole Tabata movement stems from the research of Professor Izumi Tabata, a Japanese scientist who was commissioned to get Japanese Olympic speed skaters in the best shape of their lives. His job was to scientifically study all forms of training and figure out what got elite athletes in tip-top condition. He looked at high-intensity interval training and its different forms, steady-state training, and interval training. Long story short, this is how the Tabata system was developed. What the good professor found was that there was a 0% increase in overall fitness when he trained these elite athletes using steady-state aerobic conditioning, basically sustaining your heart rate at a steady, consistent, around 50% of maximum heart rate. However, he noted an incredible increase in their overall fitness, both aerobically and anaerobically, when they trained at high intervals, meaning at max capacity. He then started playing with different intervals, curious about what would possibly bring the best results. Maybe training for 3 minutes on and 1 minute off, or perhaps train 1 minute hard and 3 minutes off, and so on. Eventually, he discovered that the absolute best results were when he had these athletes performing at 20 seconds at max capacity. May I be honest? Most people don't know what max actually feels like. I shouldn't get on my soapbox, but there is a difference between going hard and praying to make it all end already. That's max, people. So let's be clear. Tabata isn't about what's trendy. It's about what works. But should we be doing it every single day? No. If you're doing a Tabata, truly as a Tabata, you're putting all of your systems under maximum stress. Because in the end, that's what exercise is, a stressor. Lifting weights, for example, is about breaking down muscle fiber in the hopes and effort that it will get stronger. Exercise is a stress, and it's a healthy stress when accompanied by proper rest. So in order to tax the body as much as you truly need to get a legitimate Tabata workout, you need adequate rest. And as we know, adequate rest is anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. So how often should you be doing Tabata? Ideally, for you to get optimal results, you should not be doing Tabata more than 2, maybe 3 times a week. Again, as long as you have a sufficient rest period in between. Could somebody do a Tabata every other day? Yes, if your body fully recovered and you're smart enough to know the difference. Real Definition of Good Health by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. The World Health Organization states that, quote, "Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease," end quote. So if you think about it, modern life is hard on all these aspects of your health, including gut health. The entire digestive tract is affected by emotional stress, the foods you eat, food intolerances, medication, irritants, toxins, antibiotics, disturbances in your sleep, past emotional traumas, your spirituality, your ability to relax, your beliefs, and your biomes. Hence, it's not just food or exercise that impacts your health. Everything you do, eat, and think has an effect on your total state of wellness because they're all integrated. This might be why you often hear the term integrative health today. Let's talk about the areas that most integrative health experts agree have the greatest impact on your overall health. Avoiding disease, yes, of course, but looking, feeling, and being your best. Here they are: nutrition, exercise, emotions, sleep, relationships, social connections, community, spirituality, meditation and restoration, and exposure to toxins. Allow me to simplify this. Every choice you make either repairs, destroys, or maintains your current state of health. The latest science reveals we don't have to be victims of our genes. They're not unchangeable. Just because your mom or dad didn't age as well as you'd like to doesn't mean that is your fate. The fact is, we've got more control over our health and wellness and our lifespans than ever before. From now on, stop and ask yourself if the actions you take and the decisions you make daily reflect what you know about good health. I'm guessing not so much. So, it's time for you to take action. Get out a pen and a piece of paper. This needs to be in your own handwriting because of the neurological effect it will have. Take time to do this as it's very important. And then, write down the following numbers with their corresponding words. 1. Nutrition. 2. Exercise. 3. Emotion or past traumas. 4. Sleep. 5. Relationships. 6. Social connections and community. 7. Spirituality, meditation, and restoration. And 8. Exposure to toxins. Now, looking at your list, focus on two areas. I trust you're already focusing on nutrition and hopefully on exercise too. But if you're not, one of the first areas you need to laser in on is exercise. Pick these two main areas right now. Highlight them. Put an asterisk next to the number, whatever works for you. And today, you'll commit to learning more about these particular areas. You just listened to the post titled, "Can You Do a Tabata Workout Every Day?" and "Real Definition of Good Health," both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. In her second post, Shalene quoted the World Health Organization's definition of the word health. Remember, health was defined as, quote, a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease, end quote. So, if someone doesn't have complete physical, mental, and social well-being, then they should just give up on being healthy, right? Because then we wouldn't meet the definition of health. Wrong. Come on, you knew that. It's rare for someone to have perfect well-being in all of those areas. That's why there's another word that relates to health, but adds a shining glimmer of hope at the same time. That word is wellness. Wellness is all about making the best with what you have. So let's say we're not in a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. Welcome to the club of human beings. Wellness is all about asking, okay, so you're not perfect. What are you doing to improve your physical, mental, and social well-being? What behaviors, like exercise, eating nutritious foods, sleeping well, and so on, are you following to create the best version of yourself? So, while we may not all be in a state of perfect health, we can all achieve wellness. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.